Is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is arguing that he never directed his longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen, to break the law. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
It's the president's first reaction to Michael Cohen's sentencing yesterday. Cohen was given 3 years prison time for crimes including arranging hush money payments to conceal Donald Trump's alleged affairs before the election. Both Cohen and federal prosecutors say Trump directed the payments to influence the race. But the president says Cohen was a lawyer and is supposed to know the law, and he has liability for many mistakes. The president denies directing Cohen to do anything illegal and says the payments were not related to campaign finance. He'd earlier called them a private transaction. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A Russian woman who pleaded guilty Thursday in a Washington courtroom was acting as a Kremlin agent to conspire to build ties with the powerful National Rifle Association gun rights group and infiltrate the Republican Party to pass information back to Moscow. AP's Warren Levinson has details.
Maria Butina admits she joined the National Rifle Association in order to collect information on American political players and relay that to the Russian government. She pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy, admitting she was acting on behalf of Moscow. The case provides insight into how Russia seeks to influence American policy. In Butina's case, it involved entertaining top NRA officials and their Republican allies in Washington, including the party's presidential hopefuls. Butina has agreed to cooperate with investigators in the probe, which is separate from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. She'll remain in jail while awaiting sentencing. I'm Warren Levinson.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Talks between Yemen's two